Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. Today I wanted to look at a couple of things which are pretty much two sides of the same coin, which was whether you should push through a bad training run, and if then you decide not to, should you try to make up for that run that you've missed, should you actually try to make up for missed training runs? So the first question, whether you should push through a bad training run, I would say not categorically no, but 99.9% of the time, yeah, you should not push through a bad training run. You know, just one of those runs where you just start out and you feel awful and you really just feel like you've got nothing in the tank there. Well, pretty much your body needs a bit more recovery, so you should be giving it to it. Especially as you get older, that's important. So, you know, the training plans that I generally create for you guys have a fair amount of recovery built in, whether it be rest days or recovery runs, easy days. And I do plan them so that you're not doing too much heavy training back to back. But, you know, sometimes I don't get it 100% right, and you know how you're feeling. So you're really going to be the best judge of whether you should be doing that training run or not. The problem is if you do push through that training run, you're risking injury. So just even things like tripping over when you're fatigued, but also, an overuse injury. Your body is generally trying to tell you something if you're really feeling like you just don't have it in you to do a run. Sometimes, you know, you might start out not feeling great, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, you ease into it and you're actually feeling okay, and that's fine. But if it's, you know, like a hard interval training or session, something like that, just don't do it. You'll know you certainly know within that sort of 10-minute warm-up whether you're going to be up for it or not. And if you're not, just walk home, stop and smell the roses or something, but definitely don't push through that. So this can happen to you for a number of reasons. Like, it could be just that you've just been doing a little bit too much training. You know, perhaps your plan has not quite been right on for everything else that's going on in your life as well, or maybe you've been running some of your easy runs too fast. Never would it be said that any of you guys would do that. You know, you might have actually just been getting poor sleep for a few nights in a row, or eating badly, had a late night out on the Rantan. And as I say, you could just be a little bit overtrained. Other things that could impact, though, is stress from other areas of your life, work, family, or you could actually be a little bit sick. So, yeah, just don't push through it. Taking an extra day here and there for recovery is going to actually be much better for you in the long run than pushing through a training run. So that then leads us to what to do if you do miss a training run. Generally speaking, I'd say don't try and make it up. That does depend a little, though, on your training program. And let's say you're training Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. You're only doing 3 runs a week. You're not doing a lot of exercise other than that, maybe some walking, for example, or some easy swimming or easy bike ride, something like that. You could, let's say you miss a Friday run. Maybe you're doing your long run on a Friday. You could move that to the Saturday, most likely, because you'll still have a rest day the next day. You would have had a rest day prior to that. So, you know, that is probably all right to make that missed long run up. But let's say you're training Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, with Saturday being your long run, Monday an interval session, Wednesday maybe something like a tempo run, and Friday just an easy run. If you skip your Wednesday and then do it on Thursday, you've then got 3 runs in a row, so you've got a, you know, medium-ish intensity, what did I say, tempo run on Thursday, an easy run Friday, and most likely a long run on Saturday, then you've only got 1 day to recover from those 3 days in a row before you do a hard interval session. And the problem with those 3 days in a row, if you move your training session, it's going to interfere with your recovery. So you're much better off just to leave it out, particularly if it's a run that you skipped because you just didn't feel up for it physically on that day. So skipping a training session every once in a while is not going to, you know, it doesn't doesn't make or break your training program, because your program's about being consistent most of the time. So playing catch up, as I've said, it could actually do more harm than good. As long as you're being as consistent as possible, definitely better to skip that training session that you've missed. If it's happening regularly, then obviously we need to have a look at your program. Either you might be doing a bit too much, or you might just always have something on a Friday, for example, and your Fridays are kind of getting missed more often than not. So we need to look at strategies to make sure that that run gets in. It might just be a case of, let's say you were doing four runs a week and every second Friday run you're missing. We might drop it down to three runs a week and maybe just make each of those three runs a little bit longer if we're trying to get in some mileage. So there's all sorts of things that we can do, but don't consistently miss sessions. If you're consistently missing sessions, that's not what we really mean by consistency in your training. I usually will pick it up, but if you're struggling with it, let me know and we can, just tweak your training a little bit. So I sort of made mention of that cramming all your sessions in all in a row, it's going to compromise. I think I used the example of that interval training session. You might have it on Monday, but it's also going to compromise the rest of that following week as well, most likely, because if you go into that interval training session tired, it means it takes you longer to recover from that, and it's just that sort of knock-on effect. And it might not be so great for you mentally either, because if you're going into that interval session fatigued, you're not going to be able to hit the paces that you are used to. Could take you, up to a week to recover from a little bit of more sort of squashed together training. You can't sort of cram all your running in. It's not like studying for an exam. A bit of last minute cramming up to 12 o'clock can do, or later can do wonders. It is that consistency over time that we're looking for. So as I said, if you are struggling to hit all your sessions most of the time, we will just adjust your training program, and there's going to be different reasons why that might be happening, and we can take a look at that on an individual basis. But if you are looking at moving your training sessions around, because sometimes I do go in and have a look at your training and think, oh no, what are they doing to me and to themselves? Because then I sort of have to scramble and try and move things around for the following week so that you're not overdoing it. So if you know in advance that you're going to be unable to do a session on a particular day, like, that's much better than, thinking, oh, no, I'm sure I'll be able to get it in and then missing it. So if you've got an inkling that, you've got a really busy day at work, or your kids need being driven right, left and centre, let's plan for that before you miss the session, and we'll actually be able to hopefully get the session in somewhere else, but planned so that it fits in with the rest of your training program. Things to remember: one training session missed is not going to break your training program. Much better off to give yourself a little bit of rest if you need to, and if you know that you might be going to struggle to get a session in on a particular day, let's look at that beforehand so that we can move that around, keep your training as consistent as possible.